In the last hour, members of the European Parliament have voted to strip Greek MEP Eva Kaili of her role as vice president following her arrest as part of an investigation into corruption. Ms. Kaili, who denies any wrongdoing, was among four people arrested in Belgium at the weekend. Let's talk to Suzanne Lynch now, chief Brussels correspondent with Politico. And first of all, I suppose no surprises, Suzanne, that the European Parliament voted overwhelmingly to remove Eva Kaili as a vice president.
Yes, this was a highly anticipated vote today, and they voted to remove her as vice president, but significantly not, as far as we know, as an MEP. So that's going to be a question as this criminal probe continues, what implications that may have on her future as an MEP. She's a very well-known MEP, very prominent, one of 14 vice presidents of the European Parliament. But as of today, she will no longer hold that post in the European Parliament.
What more, if anything, has emerged about this investigation and the allegations at the centre of it?
I think the key focus now is on the allegations of bribery that are at the heart of this investigation. And even in the last hour or so, there are more details coming from some media outlets here in Belgium, alleged photographs of some of the cash that was found in these raids. We do know that three different raids took place where cash was located, including in a suitcase in a hotel room in Brussels here. So I think this is going to be a key focus now, linking that money. The Belgian authorities have also used the phrase money laundering. And in parallel, there is an investigation ongoing in Greece. The MEP at the centre of this is a Greek MEP. And Greek authorities have frozen assets connected to Ms. Kaili, but also members of her family. So that's happening in parallel. There's also an involvement of Italian nationals in this, a former MEP and an assistant to that former MEP. So Italian authorities are also involved in this. And of course, now we're hearing if there is there was one office sealed off, at least today in Strasbourg, that's in France. So if that's the case, it now looks like that French authorities are probably involved in the investigation there too.
To what extent, Suzanne, has this reignited a debate over who the European Parliament is accountable to, independent oversight of the activities of the Parliament and its members?
Absolutely. I think this is where this will go, regardless of the criminal prosecution. I think there are serious questions now for the European Parliament, particularly as Parliament often casts itself as a kind of upholder of democracy. It's obviously the one part of the EU institution which is kind of directly elected by people. Citizens across Europe elect their MEPs to represent them. So it's a huge credibility blow for the Parliament. Of course, one of the debates here now is this just an isolated incident, or is there something more systemic? We don't know the answer to that yet. But what it definitely shows is the need for much more robust transparency and ethic rules around the Parliament. I think people are quite shocked that an MEP, quite a prominent MEP, who was just seen socialising here a few days before her arrest at a few events here in Brussels, that she has now been exposed as being involved for alleged corruption charges by the Belgian authorities. So a real shock here that this level of a criminal inquiry is now underway.
Yeah, although I suppose we should say she does protest her innocence of any wrongdoing, and her lawyer has been out saying that today.
Her lawyer has been out, yes. Yeah. She's at the moment being detained. She's in prison here in Brussels, and we're expecting a court hearing tomorrow, Wednesday, so that we will surely get an update at that point. But yes, her lawyer has been out in Greece speaking on behalf of Ms. Kaili.
Right. Suzanne Lynch of Politico in Brussels, thanks very much for that.